Thanks for tuning in to the Bird Brained Ramblings podcast. I'm your host, John Hardy, and throughout my life, I go on birding adventures and record them to share with you. Thanks so much for tuning in, and enjoy. Hey everyone, it's John again. So glad to be recording again. I know that I don't record on a set schedule. I originally wanted to do every 2 weeks, and it just hasn't turned out that way. It is my fault, and I certainly apologize. But for the time being, just know that I won't be recording on an average set schedule. But I will be releasing episodes on Thursdays. So keep an eye out on Thursday mornings and see if I've released anything new before you start driving to work so that you can tune in while you're driving or while you're working out or whatever you do. But that way you can tune in as soon as I've had a new episode released. So thanks so much for tuning in. I know I've already said that, but I'll say it again. I'm really excited for today's episode. Recently, I started listening to the Casual Birder podcast. And Susie, the host on there, she is so interesting to listen to. She is a true casual birder. She is not like a lister. She's not a hardcore birder. She's not a person that will take time off necessarily just for the sole purpose of birding. I mean, I'm sure she will, but she's not the crazy birder that some of us are and that some of us think about when we hear birders. And so I did what I do with a lot of my Netflix shows. I started at the very beginning of her podcast and started binging episodes all the way through. I listen to it while I'm working and while I'm driving. And many of you know that I spend a lot of time in my car, so I have plenty of time to catch up on a lot of these episodes, and I'm really excited to hear, you know, more of her and those sorts of things. One of the things that that Susie does in the podcast is she will record her bird walks, and I thought that was really interesting. You know, originally I thought about doing that one day, recording while I'm doing a bird walk or something, but I thought that's kind of weird. I mean, my listeners are not there to see what I'm seeing or to hear what I'm hearing. And it's just, it'd be kind of weird, but she does it on the podcast. And as I listened to some of those episodes where she's recorded her bird walks, I was impressed. And so, thanks to Susie, I have made the decision that, I should probably try that too. So today, this episode is a bird walk that I took at a local wetlands center. And this wetlands center, it is owned and operated by the Clayton County Water Authority here in Hampton, Georgia. And it's not too far from my office, which is in McDonough. It does take about 20 minutes to get there on my lunch break. And so since I've got an hour, that leaves me only 20 minutes to bird, which is not that much time, and it's really aggravating in a way. But I definitely wanted to try my hardest to, you know, at least go birding a little bit there and share it with you guys. There's a lot of spots and a lot of patches around my office that I visit frequently, but this one's one of my favorites. And so I wanted to go and bird and share it with you guys. So, the Newman Wetlands Center is actually a part of a complex of facilities that are owned by the Clayton County Water Authority. The Wetlands Center is their most, readily available, open to the public facility. They actually have a center there with a visitor center, lots of educational aspects inside the building, very, very knowledgeable employees who know their stuff. I've actually gotten to meet and talk to the director of the facility. She was with us at the bird banding that I did in May, if you remember that episode, where I talked about May birding and the banding that I got to do. And it was really neat. And I got to talk to her for a long time and got to know her a little bit. But it's a fantastic place, the Wetlands Center is. But then in addition to the Wetlands Center, they have constructed wetlands that they use for their water purification. And there's a couple of them that you can visit with a wildlife viewing permit that you have to buy at the Wetlands Center. As of right now, it's $25 for the viewing permit, $40 for the viewing plus permit, which includes guide-led field trips to some of the areas that are not accessible with the regular permit. You have to go with an employee out there. And so with that viewing plus permit, you can actually go out there with an employee and see some of these areas that are not accessible to the public. They also have multiple reservoirs that are accessible with the wildlife viewing permit as well. And so it's definitely worth the money that you spend on it. I personally love it. Many of you have heard me talk about the E.L. Huey ponds that belong to Clayton County Water Authority, and you have to have the viewing permit in order to visit those ponds. And so that's part of the same complex. They're right down the road from the Wetlands Center, actually. So you can kind of make a day trip out of it. So I'm really excited for you guys to join me on this bird walk. So go ahead and take a trip with me to Newman Wetlands Center. And maybe while you're at it, you can go birding too. Thanks so much. Hey everyone, I'm just out here at the Newman Wetlands Center, part of the Clayton County Water Authority recreational division, I guess is what you could call it, out here in Georgia. And just wanted to record a bird walk for you today. Obviously not going to record the whole thing, but when I got here, I pulled up in the parking lot and heard some Carolina chickadees and some crows. So that was our start. And now there's something over here. I don't know what it is, but I tell you what, if you'll give me just a minute, we'll figure it out. Okay, so took a quick little break there and started looking at some of the birds I'm hearing. Excuse the wind. I wasn't planning on it being breezy or anything. So we had, there's one song sparrow out here that I can see. I don't see any more song sparrows. And then, multiple swamp sparrows. I mean, I think we're up to about four of them right this second that I'm looking at. My first swamp sparrows of the season, this fall. They've been reported here, and I've been here a couple times since they've been reported, but I had never seen any or heard any until today. So it's November 1st, and oh, I just heard a pileated in the background. Pileated woodpecker. There's two turkey vultures flying over. So it's making out to be a good first day of November for birding. What a way to start the month, you know, coming to the Wetlands Center here. I hear a white-throated sparrow calling out a little bit further. Oh yeah, we've got some great birds up. Oh, there's something here. Let's see if I can see. A house wren. Pretty cool find. So it's shaping up. It's very nice out here today. It's upper 60s, I believe. In the sun, it's certainly pleasant. This morning it was a bit chilly, of course, but that's Georgia for you. Chilly in the morning and gorgeous in the afternoons. Welcome to fall. So I'm gonna move on here and see if there's something else I can see and check back in with y'all in a few. As I've been walking along here, the Wetlands Center has a fantastic boardwalk. Most of the trail around the actual wetland is boardwalk. And then they've got a trail a couple trails that go up in a forested area. There's a sparrow. I believe that's swamp. You might be able to hear it chipping. Earlier pishing seemed to really work with the sparrows. I've never really been into pishing until recently, and I've been, you know, trying it out, and never really had a have it received the way that the birds have received it today. It was pretty impressive, honestly, not gonna lie. Up, I hear a phoebe in the background. Golly, that's a lot of swamp sparrows. They're everywhere here. I've always heard that they're here all the time in the winter anyway, but this is just proof. Absolutely gorgeous here. Just absolutely amazing. Let's see, there's something right there. Another swamp sparrow to me. They're very grayish. They're a darker colored sparrow. They have some beautiful plumage. Not plumage. Anyway, can't think of the right words while I'm birding, but just gorgeous birds. They're kind of a darker gray tone to them, but they also have rufous on them. And when they're calling like this, it's pretty impressive. There's another song sparrow. Another phoebe. I've seen some pretty amazing stuff here over the years that we've visited. As a kid, Mom would bring us out here. My sister and I, we would come out here and walk the trails and learn about all facets of nature. But birds, of course, was always a highlight. But Mom always, you know, taught us about different things as well, about the reptiles and amphibians that we were seeing, about the insects we were seeing, the trees that we were looking at. So it was an opportunity growing up, to really get outside and learn some stuff. There are some benefits to having been homeschooled in my younger years, because we had a lot more time at home to go out and explore nature and things. And so this was one of the places that we visited fairly often. And, you know, even as an adult now, this is where I come back to. You know, I come back to where my roots are and visit my frequent birding places. So it's a very nice facility, that's for sure, if you're in the Georgia area. Definitely make your way out here. Let's see. I'm just looking for anything new. I'm going to keep walking here and trek on just a little bit, see what else I can see, and just kind of enjoy some time outside. So I'm standing here, and as you can probably hear, I have a Carolina wren here that's talking an awful lot. And he's just talking up a storm. I got another song sparrow over here to my left. Good many phoebes out here. Typical for fall and winter here in Georgia. We always seem to end up with a lot of phoebes around that time. There's that wren. Give you a good sound. I mean, a good recording of that. It's crazy. We're so close to him and I still can't see him. Oh, here we go. Here we go. I got a visual now. Carolina wrens are so beautiful with their yellowy, buffy belly, white throat, and rufous brown plumage on its back. Just, I love Carolina wrens. I know a lot of people think they're annoying. We've got so many of them. We've got so many of them around, and they are very common. And the more common birds can get a little bit of, American crow. I can just barely hear some kinglets, some golden crown kinglets. But the Carolina Wrens can get a little annoying. I mean, especially if you're used to hearing them everywhere, because it's like, okay, I get it, they're here. But I think they're quite fascinating little birds. I mean, they'll nest anywhere. They are a little bit loud and annoying, but they're beautiful. And so, I mean, can't complain too much. I'm actually out here today, walking on these trails on my lunch break. It's a thing that I've practiced for going on 2 years, I guess. Wherever I work, I always try to find, a park, within close range of wherever I'm at. I try really hard to find one that's close to the office, whatever office I'm working out of, and go visit that park on the lunches, on my lunch breaks. And I just, you know, eat at my desk whenever I'm working, because I can work and eat at the same time, and use my lunch break to come out here and bird. Just had a downy woodpecker calling. Also had some red-bellied woodpeckers earlier before I started this little piece of the recording. I'm walking out now. There's a little platform in the middle of the marsh that you can walk out onto, fairly well hidden. Oh, and right in front of me we have a swamp sparrow. You can probably hear it if the crow will stop. Just gorgeous sparrows. Just heard another golden crown kinglet. I forget I have to watch where I'm going. There's lots of water snakes and things out here, and even in the fall and winter, we have a lot of them. Ooh, he's in the sun now. Ah, oh, they're beautiful. He's got his crest raised. Something that you don't normally see every time you see a swamp sparrow. He's got his crest raised right now. He's just gorgeous. A little frazzled. I love it. Absolutely love it. More crows. Another chickadee. The only problem with going birding on your lunch break like this is that you don't have a ton of time out here. With how far away this particular park is from the office that I'm working out of today, I only have about 20 minutes when I get here to go birding. And, have a ruby-crowned kinglet as well. Wonder if I can see him. I don't see him, but definitely heard him. Ruby crowns are amazing as well. I love kinglets. Both of the kinglets we've got here are just fantastic little birds. They're so small, but they're so sweet. Excuse the leaves underfoot. All right, I'm going to turn around here and start heading back towards the parking lot so I can meet up with my car and see what else we see on the way. As I'm walking back to the parking lot, I got to a little wooded part along the trail here, and I was hearing a lot of golden crown kinglets, but then I heard something else, and it was a brown creeper. One of the brown creeper calls can sound, or one of the vocalizations I should say, can sound an awful lot like a golden crown kinglet. And I mean, they are, it's, you know, you can tell them apart. And sometimes while I'm walking, I do forget and I'll get them confused. So really cool to have that one here. I honestly think this may be the first time that I've had a brown creeper here at Newman Wetlands Center. I've had them, you know, other places, obviously, but and I know that they've been reported here. I mean, but I've never experienced one here. So I think that might be a first for this location for me. And just enjoying some of the, it's very breezy and I love it. I hope that it's not, you know, completely messing up the sound, but it is gorgeous out here today. So we'll just keep pressing on. And, you know, one of the things that inspired me to record a bird walk, I thought it was weird at first, but I don't know how many of you have heard of Susie Buttress from the Casual Birders podcast. I started listening to her podcast recently, and whenever I start a new podcast series like that, I kind of like to do it like I do with some of my Netflix shows and go back to the beginning and binge all of the episodes all the way through. And so I'm nowhere near close to caught up on, you know, her newest stuff. I just started earlier last week. Excuse me for breathing so hard. I have asthma and don't have an inhaler, but that's okay. I was listening to some of Susie's episodes recently, and there's multiple episodes where she has recorded a bird walk and talked about what she's seeing and things like that. And I thought, you know, that's really interesting. So I wanted to come out here and record this walk for you and share what I'm seeing. And I hope you'll do the same. Not necessarily record it, but oh, there's something right ahead of me here. We're hearing golden crowned kinglets, I believe. But I don't know what this is. Let's see. That's a chickadee there. Just had a phoebe a little bit below it. I think that was a golden crowned kinglet call, but I haven't gotten a visual of it yet, so I'm not 100% sure. One of the best things about being a more casual birder, I mean, I would not consider myself just a casual birder by any means. I mean, I am very actively birding. I mean, I started my year with a big year, and even though it was only... I've got a blue-headed vireo right here. Beautiful. Two of them. That's a great find. Even though I started my year with a big year and only ended up being about 6 months, but, you know, I mean, for some people, that would be considered, you know, an extreme birder. But I still consider myself a casual birder. I don't, you know, often just take out a bunch of time to focus on birding. I really don't. I spend a lot of my time, you know, just where I find free time, I'll go birding. And just kind of go whenever I can, sort of thing. And one of the best things about that is that you don't have to be perfect. I'll be the first to admit that I've gotten multiple IDs wrong on eBird and things. Up there's a phoebe. And so there's nothing wrong with, you know, being wrong and, you know, being corrected and things like that. I have no problems with that. So, you know, back there, I thought that was a golden crowned kinglet. I don't know for sure, and I may never know for sure, but we'll go from there. But yeah, I find, you know, back to lunch break birding, and I feel like I'm rambling here, and I'm sorry I'm bouncing all over the place, but lunch break birding, it depends upon where I'm working. I have the potential to work out of multiple offices. The office that I'm working out of today is the one that I work out of the most. But I do occasionally end up at other offices. And as I go to different offices, I find myself a place to go birding on my lunch break and just explore new places. Out of the office that I'm working out of today, I've got 4 or 5 different birding locations that I can go to on my lunch. One is very close to the office. So if I'm wanting more time to go birding, I'll go to that one. That one's like 5-minute drive, so I end up with almost a full hour worth of birding. You know, I usually have to take out about 10 minutes of my lunch to commute to the park and back. But there's another rubicon kinglet. But you know, I would encourage you, if you've got, you know, even if you've only got a half hour lunch break, if you've got any lunch break at all, utilize those. Go birding. You don't have to go every day, but just go out and find some birds. Some people just walk around the parking lot at one of my offices I haven't worked at in a while, but at one of the offices that I've worked at in the past, they had a rainwater reservoir at the end of the parking lot that was always full. and you would see all kinds of interesting birds there. I mean, I've seen green herons, I've seen orioles, just sitting there in the parking lot. So find a place to go birding. Put in a few minutes of birding. It doesn't have to be long. You know, just a 10-minute bird watch is better than nothing. I love being able to escape from the office and just clear my head a little. By no means do I work a crazy stressful job, but every job comes with its stresses, and so it's kind of nice just to walk off for a few and be able to clear your mind and things. So I really enjoyed birding out there at the Newman Wetland Center today. I had a blast. It's always been a favorite place of mine, and it's super easily accessible for me, close to home and things. So my plan is to start visiting more often. I don't visit as often as I'd like to, so I'm hoping that I can expand how much I get to visit there in the near future. Just a couple notes. At one point, I mentioned that I heard and saw a house wren. I did see the house wren, but I went back and listened to the wren calls because I also heard that same call that I had heard right then. I heard it multiple other times, and I assumed it was the house wren because I had seen the bird while I was hearing those vocalizations. It was not. It was a sedge wren, which is also seen at the Wetland Center. Not as common, but they are there. And that was my first one of the season. Really excited for that. So I got to add that to my list. And then toward the end of the walk, there's actually a call. And I went back and listened to the recording. You can hear the call on the recording. And I said that I thought it was a golden-crowned kinglet. And then I was like second-guessing myself because I had already explained that sometimes, for some reason, my brain gets golden-crowned kinglet calls and one of the brown creeper calls mixed up in my head. And so I was kind of second-guessing myself there. But when I went back and listened to the recording and I heard it, that is clearly a golden-crowned kinglet call. So in a little over 20 minutes, it actually turned out being closer to 30 minutes, and I was late getting back to work. But in that time frame of me just walking a little bit, I did not even walk the entire loop at the Wetlands Center. I did not walk that much, actually. In that time frame, though, I had 16 species of birds today. And, you know, I love Georgia in the winter. I like it in the spring, obviously. Everybody loves birding in the spring because of migration. But in the winter, for some reason, I just love the species that we get in the winter. I love the kinglets. I love the blue-headed vireos. I love the wrens that we get and all the waterfowl that we get, all the ducks and things like that. And so I truly enjoy birding in the winter, and we're getting into some of that now, and I'm really excited for it, and hopefully I'll get to share more birding experiences with you in the future. So we'll have to wait and see. Just a quick update on me, even though you don't listen to this podcast for my life story or anything. I've been discussing an opportunity with my parents, actually. My mom is the one that brought up the idea, and ever since then, it's kind of stuck in my head. Next year, in the year of 2023, my parents and I, and then my sister when she can come, are going to make an attempt at visiting every state park and national historic site in the state of Georgia. I've already compiled a list. There are 66 sites for us to see, which works out to more than one a week. So we're really going to have to work at it. There's a lot that has to be done, and a lot of driving, a lot of traveling. But I think it's going to be a lot of fun. It gives me another opportunity to grow a little closer to my parents, you know, reconnect with them a little bit. When you end up being an adult and all of a sudden you're away from your parents most of the time and you're at work and you've got a life outside of, you know, staying home and things like that. And it's just going to get worse as I get ready to move out. And so this is an excuse to be able to spend more time with them. And I'm really looking forward to it. I'm also really looking forward to visiting more places in our state. I've shared on here before that, you know, I travel around our state a lot, just for fun and for birding. But I really enjoy the idea of getting to spend more time learning about our state and visiting more places, seeing the sights, and just learning more about the history of our state, too. While I'm doing this, obviously, I'll be spending some time birding. So there are benefits that come with it. I can't say that I'm doing this for completely selfless reasons, but obviously the main focus is going to be visiting the parks, learning more about the history of our state and the ecology of our state, and spending more time with my family. So I'm really looking forward to it. Hopefully that will hold a lot of birds for us. So, you know, I'm really excited for it. And other than that, you know, we're walking into the holiday season, which obviously gets busy. So don't expect too many podcasts from me, but I will certainly try to record as much as possible between now and the new year. And we'll just kind of feel it out as we go. But keep an eye out on Thursdays for new episodes. If I don't come out with one, I'm sorry, but keep an eye out and just pay attention. The easiest way for you to be notified about new episodes is to subscribe. And subscribing is free. And you can subscribe in any app that you listen to the podcast on. So go ahead and hit that subscribe button so that you're notified anytime that I post a new episode. You can also connect with me on Facebook. My name is John Harty. That's Harty with a T. Feel free to shoot me a message or something. Do know that I don't have a public account on Facebook, so if I don't respond, there's a reason for that. But I'd love to hear from you. You can also email me. I think I've shared my email before, but if not, it should be in the show notes. Shoot me an email. Tell me that you're listening. Leave a review. I'd love to hear what you think of the episodes, what you think of the podcast overall. So don't hesitate to get in touch with me. If you see me out in the field, I'd love to meet you and I'd love to go birding with you. So if you see me out in the field, say hello, because I am not a standoffish person. I'm a very outgoing person, and I don't think I've ever met a stranger in my life. So definitely don't hesitate to, you know, say hello if you see me out there. If not, hopefully I'll run into you one day. So until the next episode, happy birding, be safe, and tune in next time.